Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Cotter Softball, Pat Bolin. Pat, as always, thanks so much for the time. It's greatly appreciated. The weather cooperated for about 10 minutes or so, coach, but nonetheless, first few weeks back. How's it feel to be back? You're probably back in the gym now at this point, but how's it feel?
Feels great. We did get 4 days outside the first week.
All right.
And then had one last week, and hoping maybe the end of the week to get one more in, but it's a typical March in Winona, and we kind of expect to be indoors. Quite honestly, you can get a lot done indoors early in the year. It's just harder once we get to April to kind of go from outside back in, but it's been a good start.
For softball, and I've talked to a few baseball and softball coaches over the last couple of weeks, of course, you know, what do you value when it comes to the gym work? You know, a lot of people like to say they can go one-on-one with the hitters, but what do you sort of like and what do you sort of miss out on when you're in the gym for the start of the season?
Well, the hitting is terrific in the gym. I mean, we have nets set up all over. We have two batting cages. We can do a lot of work on hitting. In fact, we probably do better hitting inside just because of the everything is set up and ready to go. And everything's a little different, obviously. The gym floor is not quite the same for ground balls, and obviously outfielders don't get the fly balls and things like that. So, but the pitchers can also work. I mean, they would prefer to be on the dirt, but they can get a workout in too. So really only the fielding. You know, but you still get the throwing in and get the arms in and things like that and still can work on covering bases. But just the ground balls, fly balls are not the same.
Before we get into the squad this year and who you lost, who you expect to sort of step up, I'd be remiss not to mention the fact that at some point early in this season, you will become the winningest coach in state history. You know, what does that mean to you? And looking back on this long, long journey you've been on as the Cotter softball coach, you know, what comes to mind when you think about being the winningest coach in state history?
Yeah, it's really incredible. You know, I started in 1984 at St. Bernard's High School in St. Paul, and, you know, I really wanted to be the baseball coach, and baseball was my love. I coached VFW and American Legion Baseball, and, you know, to think that I would still be coaching softball, you know, starting my 40th year would not be something I would have thought of. So, you know, the nice thing about milestones and things like that is I get a chance to, you know, make sure that the people who are responsible, my players, assistant coaches, and my family are given due credit as well because they've been with me through the whole ride. So it's a great chance to kind of go down memory lane a little bit. So, yeah, we got to get one win. Hopefully we can do that soon and get this kind of behind us and just focus on the season.
That's very interesting, Coach. I don't think I knew that it was baseball that you first sought after. You know, what was it about softball that you quickly switched that love over to the game of softball and you kept going after all these years?
Well, a big part of it is I had five daughters and one son. So I got to coach my son in football, and then I coached my daughters in basketball and softball. So a big part of that was just the family dynamics and things like that. But I also fell in love with the game. There's a lot of strategy in fast pitch softball, I love that part of the game. And obviously, I've been very fortunate to coach a lot of really good teams as well, so we had a lot of success. So success along with the family dynamics and the love of the game kept me going.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into the roster a little bit. Give us an idea of who you lost from last season and how you expect to replace that production.
Well, yeah, we just definitely lost some good players. You know, we returned, I think, six or seven starters, depending if we have the DP in play or not. But Savvy Rapinski is not back with us. She's decided to focus on volleyball. That'll be a big loss for sure. She was our leadoff hitter and one of our better hitters as well. And you know, we lost a couple other kids as well that were solid contributors. But overall, you know, we returned, thankfully, our batter. We returned our pitcher, Madison Hazleton, our catcher, Amelia Craig. I think, you know, right there, I think we have two of the best. So we start well there. And then after that, you know, we have definitely some kids back that contributed last year. Addison Peeler, Caitlin Ubel, Camry Motzel, Milana Shira, Ellie Kasperson, you know, we've Briar Rolio, you know, all those kids, you know, started pretty much the whole year or contributed a lot. And so we start in a pretty good place. We definitely have some question marks. We were not a good hitting team last year. We're going to have to hit much better this year if we're going to get to the top of the section. And but I'm confident we can do so. We're off to a good start. Of course, we haven't really seen much live pitching, but I like the approach our kids are taking to our hitting stations, and I think they're going to have a good year at the plate.
With Madison Hazelton coming back for her senior season, you know, how important is that for the success of the team, and how important is just to have her back another year progressed and another year to get better being in that circle?
Well, it's huge. I mean, you know, I think sometimes people can overemphasize pitching. You know, I sometimes get a little, you know, some people will just say, you know, it's all about pitching. It's not. It's not all about pitching, but it certainly helps to have somebody in the circle that you can count on game after game after game. And Madison is that person for us. She's a very good pitcher. She's very consistent. She's always going to battle out there. And to have her in the circle is a huge help, especially to a team that is looking for some offense. I really hope that we can support Madison more this year with a stronger offensive performance. But she's also a player that's capable of throwing a shutout. And obviously that means you have a chance to win a game somehow, some way. You got to find a run. And but Madison's one of the best in the section without question, and we're really blessed to have her.
St. Charles was sort of the team to beat in this section last season, and you know, I'm not sure in terms of who they lost or whatnot, but I assume they're still going to be able to recharge fairly easily. You know, do you feel like you closed the gap a little bit on St. Charles, and where do you, or how I should say, how do you get to the top of this section as you talk about?
Yeah, St. Charles does a really good job with their program, and they'll be strong again. They are replacing their pitcher, who had been kind of their mainstay for, I think, 3 or 4 years, so that'll be a big challenge for them. Chatfield's just 2 years removed from state championship status as well. They probably have more back than us or St. Charles, so they might even be the favorite. And then over on the other side of the section, Randolph is new to our section. They have one of the better pitchers. They made the Class A tournament last year. And then Zumbrota Mazepa is always a power as well. So I think we're one of about 5 or 6 teams that has a shot. And really it comes down to how much will we improve. And softball is a lot quicker season than basketball. You've got to get better in a quick hurry because it's about a 6-week regular season and then you're off to the playoffs.
What are your expectations for this 6-week regular season and getting better and maybe even getting back to the state tournament for the first time, I believe it would be 2018?
Yeah, it's been a while for us for sure, and we would definitely like to get back. And, you know, I do think that we'll be, like I say, one of the teams with a shot to do it. And the regular season is critical for improvement. You know, it's always a goal, I think, to win a conference championship. We've won our division for quite a few years in a row. I'm hoping we can do it again. At the same time, we've faced in some really good competition in our non-conference games. And, you know, I don't have a win total in mind. I just want to play really good softball. I want to be in every game, be a competitive team, and be in our good position as we enter the playoffs in the middle of May to make some noise.